USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Mississippi on Tuesday denied a request from Jackson Women's Health Organization to temporarily block the state's trigger law banning nearly all abortions, which is set to take effect on Thursday. Judge Deborah Halford wrote in her opinion, the Mississippi Constitution does not mention abortion. Prosecutors on Tuesday filed murder charges against the man suspected of firing upon crowds gathered for a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois on Monday morning. He ended up killing 7 people and injuring more than 30. Robert Cremo III is 21 years old. He is charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Musician Carlos Santana collapsed on stage at a Clarkston, Michigan performance Tuesday night in a scary scene that ended with him waving to fans as he was taken away on a stretcher. A spokesperson for the 74-year-old Santana said Carlos was overcome by heat exhaustion and dehydration. USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It's coming up on the midterm elections, and election speculation is abuzz.
With California Governor Gavin Newsom continuing his foray into national politics by running ads in Florida, it was only a matter of time until he was included in the 2024 general election polling. A recently released Yahoo News YouGov survey conducted between June 24th and 27th suggests that Newsom would be a stronger general election candidate than Vice President Kamala Harris. The poll suggests a hypothetical matchup between Biden, Harris, and Newsom against former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. When running against Trump, Newsom fares better than Harris and also has more room to grow. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The ACLU is launching a multi-million-dollar midterm campaign to influence the makeup of state Supreme Courts and district attorneys in battleground states where abortion access is on the line. USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
President Biden's demand that gas stations across the country lower their prices. Former Representative Dr. Ron Paul on Newsmax says Biden is acting as an authoritarian, and these demands by the White House could lead to shortages.
Well, he's an authoritarian. There are a lot of those up in Washington, D.C. They think they know better than people making their own choices. And what he's talking about is price controls. And price controls, when you price something below the market rate, it always occurs that you get shortages. You know, this idea that he's going to set the prices, and all of a sudden they're going to go out and buy more oil to replace. No, so far I've been able to go buy gasoline. You know, the price is up a little bit, but that doesn't mean the price of the oil is up. That's the only problem. That means the dollar value is going down. And I like to emphasize that, because if you don't look at the dollar's value and you can look at prices, then you have come up with these cockamamie decisions by presidents say, oh, what we need to do is you guys need to just sell it for free, sell it for less. Do that. Lower the prices. We don't care about whether you know the process. Total fallacy.
The Justice Department has settled a decades-old lawsuit filed by a group of men who were rounded up by the government in the weeks after September 11, 2001 attacks. The complaint stated the men were held in a federal jail in New York in harsh and abusive conditions. The Justice Department did not admit guilt in the settlement, but each of the 6 men will split just under $100,000. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.